as she arrives. She throws me off, it's always a surprise. I float away as I look in her eyes. As she gets away, she's got me hypnotized. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round.
Up. Young man is a young man. He writes stories. He's a writer, a little writer boy. He falls in love with the girl. Girl already has a boyfriend. She kind of loves him back, but not really. They're just really good friends, and that's fine. He understands. It's rational. Hi, what's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man? Are you in love? So a type. Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends? Or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty, though it's meant sincerely, it's just my imagination drifting. Brush me off like the dirt on Jay-Z's shoulder, so I fall to ground, collect myself, and get ready to take over your heart. Or at least your spare time. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so. Hey, the second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. We should go and get a freaking cup of coffee, and I'll act friendly. And I won't pull any stunts, but I'm a little stunt puller from birth. So I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to say something real quick, please. You shouldn't listen. I love these scones. Just diversity to the selection of the half here. The blueberry, the raspberry, strawberry, pumpkin even, which is basically a freaking squash. I'm going to make a scone out of a freaking squash. Oh, well, that shit blows my mind. That's Elon Musk just in his little lab cooking up, baby. But what were you talking about? Oh, yeah. Your boyfriend made you mad the other day? What was he saying? Oh, what do I think? He was being mean at that point. But I'm sure he's going to turn around at some point as well. And I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. The second one's way sadder than the first one, but I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe it's the thought of not being so alone. Shit, I love being loved, but don't like crying on the phone. Hi. What's up? Yeah, what's going on? Oh yeah, she told me a lot about you. Yeah, it's so great you're doing all of those things. You should keep doing all of them, I think. Oh yeah, my name's Hobo Johnson. People like to say I'm a rapper. I'm actually not. I produced this myself. I'm hell of fucking proud of it. But yeah, she's so nice. She was so nice and cared about me. No one else did. Literally, I don't think I've ever felt love before that. She's a peach scone. She's a peach scone. Yes. And I love the thought of being with her. I just really hope that she doesn't get hurt, you know? They say it takes 2 years to come back down to earth from that lovely place that you've been. I heard it's so nice. Good for you guys. I'm glad. And if you find someone who loves you for who you are, keep loving them, man. Because that shit happens like once in a lifetime, you know? And who am I to get in the way of someone living their lifetime. You know, and I hope you're doing really well. I haven't talked to you in a while, but I found someone else who really loves me for who I am, but I don't call them enough, and that's why they moved away. I'm going to call them right now. She wants me to call her. Okay.
Hi, everyone. So this is Gwen and
Henry,
and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So this is bad reception, but during the slot of Slow Shark, which is by my friend Charlie, so very cool. Yeah. Do you have anything to add before we get into the music?
I hope you guys are all having a wonderful Sunday morning.
Yeah, nice and early for a Sunday. So we just played that last song, which is Peach Scone by Hobo Johnson. I wish I knew more about him, but I know that he has a really great song called Subaru Crosstrek, like XV, which is just about his love for a Subaru Crosstrek, which I think is just, as a Subaru driver myself, I think is well deserved. Yeah, it's a really good one. But that was his other song called Peach Scone about like having a friendship and not wanting to ruin the friendship even though you have feelings for that person. So I thought it was cute. However, after that, we are going to kind of go a 180 into some more folky music slash it's a good mix,
a good
I would
mix,
say.
Yeah. A little bit of whiplash.
Yeah, definitely. And we do have some holiday songs, but one of them is definitely not intended to be a holiday song, but Christmas is in the name. So yeah, this next song is going to be Homesick by Noah Kahan. Before we start this song, Noah Kahan is from Maine, and he has, I think, a lyric in this song that's like, I'm mean because I'm from New England. And as someone who was raised in New England, I just felt that lyric close to heart because I love how this, like, I've heard people describe New England as the people here are not nice, but we are kind. And so people are going to be kind of impatient and rude, but they are also the people that help you change your tire.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So this is Homesick by Noah Kahan.
2 months since you got back. How have you been? Are you bored yet? The weather ain't been bad if you're in a masochistic. And every photograph that's taken here is from the summer. Some guy won Olympic gold 8 years ago, a distance runner. And that makes a lot of sense. This place is such great motivation for anyone trying to move away from hibernation. You.
I mean, She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Break down our weed, build our breakfast down and say, my love, love, love. Pistol shows, hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. In fact, the scene, my love, 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 please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
Yeah. got things to say. I'm so bored, I'ma pass away. Going off the deep end like Fouché. I'm cracked the surface, creme brulee. Don't fly me, oh my. Orgy at five guys with five guys. That's 10 guys, and holy Christ, I've never seen more nuts in my life. Don't wanna be a Debbie, 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 Debbie. Quiet on set, run it, I've been taking my bets, run it, I've been paying my debts, love it, I've been stealing Corvettes, stunning, ooh, quiet on set, run it, I've been fucked in the head, run it, I ain't leaving my bed, love it, the work been killing me dead, bang, bang.
Yeah, so that last one was Quiet on Set by Remy Wolf. I realized I had never actually put that into the system.
It's a fun song.
Yeah.
I got to see Remy Wolf live. That was awesome.
Yeah. Remy Wolf is a favorite in this room right now. She's a very eccentric person with very eccentric music, as you can tell by that last song. She's very funky. She wears a lot of bright colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out in her performances, too.
Mm-hmm. She's very talented.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one was Quiet on Set. I recommend the entire Juno album, though, but this next song is going to be not by Mitt Romney, but Rit Momney.
Based off of Mitt Romney.
Oh.
The name, at least. It was.
Yeah, the name.
As a joke.
And then also Cloud, who's a favorite artist of mine. So Rit Momney and Cloud, and this is their song Set the Table. You have any thoughts? Any?
They're very relaxing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Both Claude and.
Yeah, it's like relaxing, but still kind of funky. I like funky music.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So This is going to be Set the Table by Rit Momney and Claude.
They say that all the worst things happen after midnight. Well, what a shame that that's where I'm spending most of my time. And what a shame that I need you instead of just want you. What a shame I need. Everything that I haven't got, you give me all that you can, but it's not quite enough of all the things that I have. Satisfaction's not one, and I wish I could say that I'm trying to get better, but you know that isn't true. And every time you set the table,
Thank you.
So yeah, those were the two holiday songs. So that last one was Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses. Yeah. It's always been, you know, a classic Christmas song, but I learned to love Christmas Wrapping because it was in a TV show I watched a couple years ago. And it just felt very, like, kind of punk, kind of aggressive, which is what I like in some music. Mm. And the song before that was Christmas Kids by Roar.
Remy Wolf has a whole Christmas album out right now.
Oh. Maybe we could end this with some Remy Wolf. I think that could be good. Oops, not to bring it back to the holiday music.
Sorry to ruin the surprise.
Ooh, that was a lot of filler words. So this next song is going to be a song by Tyler Childers. This is the song called Feathered Indians, which is really not a great song name. However, it is a folk song. It's nice and folksy. Yeah. So, any thoughts?
I've never heard it, but I will enjoy it.
Oh, actually, no. The next song is not Tyler Childers. I can't read Spotify very well. The next song is Mess by Noah Kahan.
Oh.
Your song.
My song.
Thoughts? Picks?
It's just about being lost. I feel like a lot of Noah Kahan's songs are about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's get into the next three songs, and next time we'll be back with a PSA.
If I could give this all back, I would be home in the morning. I'd wake up in a cold sweat, take a flight back to the city I was born in, and I would wipe myself clean of what I knew was unimportant. I'd want typical things. I'd try to fit back into all my old clothing, and I would prove myself wrong that all along the problem was me. With all my bitterness gone, I'd be. Paid off my debts, but I found the world boring. So I call my old friends, but they only ever ask me how Tor is. And there's still weight on my back, I just tried to ignore it. I guess the stage was my mask, I forgot the way I looked before I wore it. And I would prove myself wrong at all along, the problem was me. With all my bitterness gone, happy I'll be. Say I'm a mess, oh God, I'm a mess. And I'll take 89 to Boston, see my love, and I'll help her set up a new apartment. And we'll get drunk, and she'll say, shit, give a mess, give a mess.
inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussle through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stone to the house of such an angel. Too fucked up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me. There's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. Hold me close, my.
children were raised, you know they suddenly rise. They started so long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
And next we have Henry with a PSA.
All right. It's called Day Before the Tornado. Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that someone normally does before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Henry. So that last song was Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys. I found it last night at approximately 1 a.m. because I was on TikTok. And it is a song that is frequently featured in Wes Anderson films. And it was someone showing that their entire friend group had dressed up as different Wes Anderson characters.
Oh, I love that.
It's just a Wes Anderson song, like the like beat and, yeah.
His, like, all his movies just scream, like, childhood to me.
Yeah, some sort of aesthetic in them.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting how he keeps casting the same people, though.
Mm.
Like, I think that there's, like, a group chat. Who wants to be in the next one?
I would do anything to just read that group chat.
Yeah. I think you'd probably have to be, like, an A-list celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
To be considered, but... that was Heroes and Villains, and possibly inspiration for Halloween next year. This next song is going to be Meet Me in the Woods by Lord Huron. However, before we get into that, I'd like to give a shout-out. First shout-out can go out to Charlie, whose show we're currently covering. I doubt he's listening, but what if he is? Next shout-out goes out to my dad. Hi, Dad. I just watched a video that explained how to properly store store-bought cheese.
Oh.
Maybe I'll send you the details about that right after this. And then also, my housemate Emma wanted me to not shout her out, but to rather shout out Mestre Encinador, which is this little puppet of El Duende that people keep making videos to and posting with the caption, "Me as a baby." And it's become a huge inside joke between her and I, and so shout out to Mestre Encinador.
That's beautiful.
Do you have any shout outs?
I just want to shout out my algo class because we're done.
They're probably not listening.
They're not, but...
Mm.
And then shout out to my mom.
Who's probably also not listening.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Shout out to... I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have to
myself,
have shout outs.
You know?
Shout out to yourself. Always good, especially with this finals period.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into these next couple songs. And this next one is Meet Me in the Woods by Lord Huron.
Thank you. again, but last Christmas I gave you my heart. The very next day you gave it away. This year, save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Oh, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby, 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 baby. A crowded room, friends with tired eyes. I'm hiding from you and your soul of ice. My God, glad you were someone to rely on me. I guess I was just a shoulder to cry.
So that last one was Last Christmas by Remy Wolf. But you know, we're running out of time on this wonderful show. My actual co-host, Sydney, did text me that she loves Lord Huron. So, hi, Sydney.
Hi, Sydney.
Lots of love. And so we're going to finish it off with one last Remy Wolf Christmas song, just because, I don't know, why not? I did that thing where I started listening to Christmas music in October.
And now you're sick of it?
I don't like it anymore.
That's how I feel every year, but like in October.
Well, it's because you're not supposed to start listening to it in October. We also have to start the song right now if we want to end it on time.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Thank you.